was the bucket made out of?
They made out of metal, just like the Almondi or some kind of tin. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see one made out of wood?
Yeah, I've had wood water buckets.
Mm-hmm. What's a pail?
Well, a real water bucket would be called a pail. Water pail.
It's all the same thing? Mm-hmm. Bucket and pail?
Yes, sir.
What about the thing you could use to carry food out to the hogs in? You'd call that a
slop pan.
Okay. And if you had a real good set of dishes, they'd probably be made out of
china.
What would you call an egg made out of that?
Cola. I didn't understand.
An egg made out of china. Do you ever see one maybe you could put in a hen's nest to make her start laying?
Yeah, but I don't believe I ever seen one made out of china. They would be made out of some kind of white plastic. Mm-hmm. We used to have some made out of white plastic.
Mm-hmm. What did you call them?
Nest eggs.
Uh-huh. And say if you cut some flowers and you're going to keep them in the house, you put them in a...
You mean green? You're going to mean something you're going to make a bouquet out of.
Well, something you're going to make a bouquet out of.
Put them in a little baker's glass of water.
Okay. And what did people used to cook in? Did you ever see anyone cook on a fireplace?
Well, I have seen it back when I was a child. My mother used to cook some on the fireplace. Of course, she had a stove, but a lot of times she'd cook on the fireplace.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what she used to cook in?
She had a regular old orange pot and a big old orange skillet. Mm-hmm. And she cooked a lot of stuff on the fireplace.
Did that skillet have little legs on it?
Legs, you know, legs stick down on it. But she could just break out coals and set it on those coals. Yeah.
What about something nowadays you'd fry eggs in?
Well, nowadays they got all kind of things to fry them in. Mm-hmm. They got boilers and everything else that they use to fry. You know.
Well, the flat bottom thing that they set on a stove.
What you call it? Would you call it a skillet or what would you call it?
Well, you think of it as, it wouldn't have to have little legs on it to be a skillet.
No. I don't know just what they call it. I ain't never cooked that much.
Say if someone was setting the table next to each plate for the person to eat with, you'd give them a
knife and fork.
And for your coffee, you'd have a
cup. Softened cup.
Or to put sugar in, you'd stir it with a
spoon.
What's that?
Stir it with a spoon.
Uh-huh. And say if you served steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak. To cut the steak with, you put out several steaks.
Steak knives.
And say after she washes the dishes, then she washes them in clear water.
Rinses them in clear water. Mm-hmm.